and you're at 85.7%.
Okay.
Without shock losses, 85.3% with.
That's better than 114, 120s.
That's certainly better than a lot of the reports we've reviewed in the back.
How many years of those do we have to do before we can look at being self-insured?
Self-insured? You know, it really, there's no golden rule on that. However, you know, the commission at any time could go, so you can self-fund with Cox, they'll do it. Or you could go with, you know, a third-party administrator and a pharmacy, you know, pick your parts and do those things as well. We have several public entities that are self-funded. And so if you guys are interested in entertaining that, it just, the only thing I would tell you is we need to have a reserve fund set up, right? Because there'll be good years and there'll be bad years. Over time, you should save a little bit of money to self-fund, but I don't want to oversell it. It's less than 5%. But over time, you will save a little bit of money, but the good years will be good, and the bad years
will be bad.
Will be bad. So.
I know a lot of doctor's offices, different entities, are cheaper if you don't use insurance. If we're self-funded, would we receive those discounts or no?
Probably not, and the reason is the justification, and actually the contracts they signed with the insurance carrier say they won't do that, but they do it anyway.
Okay.
The justification, and it's, you know, there's something to it, is they don't have to fill out all the paperwork, they don't have to do all the claims. You know, there are some practices that just literally don't take insurance,
right,
and just say you pay us and you handle it. But no, there's still a claims process to get the third party administrator to adjudicate the claim. It wouldn't change that.
I'm sorry. You say, I'm not talking about cost to the third party. I'm talking about overall cost to the doctor, physician, PA.
Most, because they would still have to file a claim to get paid, most would still charge you the insurance rate.
Okay.
If you were self-funded.
Okay. Do you have anything for Mr. Akers, Mr. Keyes?
I do not.
Anything else? John, appreciate you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll move to our approval of SB 190 applications. I'm going to give Tenney County Clerk a second to get up here and our collector. So with us this morning, we have Ms. Mona Cope and Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, ladies. So what we have in front of us is a list of 1 through 200.
Correct. This is the first batch of applicants. For the SB 190, also known as the Senior Tax Credit, the collector, these are the applications that the collector has been accepting since the first part of January, and she has done research, interviewed the applicants. All of those applications that meet the criteria that we are presenting to you for approval, except for number 53. Which was, since we presented them or sent them to the commission, they do not meet all the criteria. So just want people to know that the application process is from the first part of January through June 30th, and that will be effective on the 2025 tax bills. If they have any questions, the collector's website has a question and answer page, the application, and pretty much everything that they would need to know about it.
Okay.
Any questions for us?
The way that you need this would be for the approval of 1 through 200, excluding number 53 due to non-compliance or
very
doesn't meet the criteria.
Court orders, yes.
Okay. So instead of just entering into the record, though, we need an approval.
Correct.
So approve and enter into the record.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any further questions from the commission before we move forward?
No, I'm looking one thing up real quick.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Yep. Nope. No rush.
and put the parcel number in.
You're fine.
It's commercial property. If you're looking at number 53.
No.
And I missed that. The tax freeze is only for residential.
Right. No, I'm looking at different. Sorry.
I did also want to add that the tax credit is for real estate property and not personal property.
Why am I not able to find number 97?
Good. Good.
And I apologize. I know you already asked this.
No, you're good.
1 through 200.
So one through two.
Them all except.
Yes. All of them excluding number 53, and we would need a motion to approve and enter into the record.
Move to approve and enter into the record. All of the SB 190 applications, excluding number 53. Do you want the parcel number listed on that or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's actually do this, guys.
Okay.
Let's label this exhibit A.
Okay. Let's do that. And we'll enter the whole thing.
And I'll try to do them in groups of at least 100 to 200. I'm getting about 100 a week now.
Well, I just don't want to say number 53, but then that'd be, now we have Exhibit A and...
With today's date. With
today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 1/27/2025, and enter the record, excluding number 53.
There you go.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. All right. Next order of business we have is court orders. We have personal property paid abatements. We have two of them in front of us, 300-934 and 300-935. With us from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
So one is in a different state. I'm trying to find the other one.
There were no notes on the other one.
Not even finding the
court sheet.
Should be at the very bottom. 300-935 should be it.
Oh, there it is.
But there were no notes on the account on why.
Secondary page has the statement there.
Yes, it has the email or something.
Yeah, and it has the court sheet number in the top right corner and with the abatement number. That they
left everything.
Right.
Which would include the mattress, the chairs, the door lock, and the thermostat.
Okay. Label this Exhibit B. 127 of 25. Move to approve Exhibit B dated 127 of 2025.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, our last order of business we have down here this morning is the public hearing on the proposed 2025 Taney County budget. At this time, I will call the public hearing to order and open the floor to any comments, questions about the proposed 2025 Taney County budget.
Not everybody all at once. Just
all right. There has been no one step forward at this time, so I will close the public hearing at 9:43. That will conclude our public hearing, and we'll move forward with our agenda. We were scheduled for 9:30 Roden Bridge upstairs. I have 9:43 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.